Yes, I'm an aleph towards the bottom. So the more part of machlok is between Rebbechon and Rebbeishio. How do we understand the law of Tashlumen? We know the chagiga, the mitzvah, is to bring it the first day. If you don't bring it the first day, you could bring it any other day of the Yomtiv. And the more was mechadish before, even Shmini Atzeres is also a valid day of Tashlumen. And the more brought two sources for the halach of Tashlumen. And the more said, what exactly is this idea of Tashlumen? So Rebbechon had said was that it's Tashlumen for the first day. And Rashi says each day stands on its own. It means there's one day of the 7 days or 8 days that you should bring this korban. Whatever one of it is. Rebbechon says, no, the Ikar Chiyuv is the first day. And if you were put to the first day, you're not mechuyav to do Tashlumen. So in case a person was lame on the first day, and he healed later on in the Yom Tov, according to Chizkiah, he'd be a chayav of korban. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would not be chayav of korban. Okay, that was the machlokes. The more than question that Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the idea of tashlumen, the rishon, which means, and the more says the practical difference is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're part of the first day, there's no mitzvah the rest of the time. So we're asked the question. We did this question last time, I just pick up from the question, but we didn't do the terrors yet. So the more asked the question that regards to a case of a Nazar who became Tomei, so he has to bring a Korban, he has to count 7 days, bring a Korban, and then start his Naziris again. The question came in a case where he became Tomei a second time, before he brought the Korban. So normally, with each act of becoming Tomei, so during the 7 days of becoming Tor, he never became Tor totally, so that's, he only had one Korban. It was on the 8th day after, in the morning already, which he already came into a time where he could have brought the Korban, and he didn't bring the Korban, so he's chayv for the first Tumah Korban, and that this Tumah now is chayv from the second Korban. He has to bring two Korbanos. Let's say, however, he became Tumah on the night of the 8th, can't bring Korbanos till the morning. The Torah process is finished, but he hasn't brought the Korban yet. He becomes Tumah to a mace, again, his ultimate Tumah's mace, and the night of the 8th. So what is the halacha? Does he bring two korbanos? He only bring one. So Chizkiah said, if he comes to me the night of the 8th, he only brings one korban. He has not gotten to a point where he's chayiv a korban yet, so only brings one korban. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Then even at night time, he also was going to be chayiv two korbanos. So the Gemara understands that even though at night time, it's not a time which is fit to bring a korban, and this person is still Tomei, the process has not been completed yet. So even though he hasn't gotten, the night of time is not a time which is roy for a korban, we don't look at it as if there's no din of korban yet. We look at it as it's roy for korban with a problem. And therefore he's gotten to the state of potential tahara. So the more it feels, we should compare that over here, that the person who is lame is a person who's roy for a korban with a problem. And therefore it's possible to say when he gets to a point in time where he actually could bring a korban, he should have to bring a korban. In other words, when you reach a state of potential tashlumen, we don't look at a person as a total hafkoah from the chi of korban. He's chayv in a korban with a problem. So now that the problem is gone, he's chayv in the korban, he's chayv in tashlumen, as opposed to a person who's totally relieved from his responsibility. So we say over here, it's not that he has no din of korban yet in the night. He can't bring a korban in the night time. No, he has a din of a korban with a practical problem that he can't bring the korban yet, and therefore, if something would happen, then we look at it as if he would have a potential chi of korban. That was the worst kasha. So the more answers, over Yirmiyah, number 3 lines, the 3rd line from the bottom. Shiny Tuma, the Yeshal Tashlumen, but Pesach Shani. We find that Tuma in general is dealt with as a Chiv Korban. Harai, a person who's Tamei during Pesach Rishon. We don't say, oh, Pesach Rishon, you're Potter, that's it, you're not Chiv in the Korban anymore. We say, okay, bring a Pesach Shani. So it means clearly we deal with Tuma as a person who's Roy with a Chiv, with a practical problem, which can be solved. If you can solve it, solve it. So we deal with him that he's chayv a korban. Whereas other peturim, the petur of being lame, that's called he's not chayv in the korban. So there's no din of tashlumen. when later on during the yuptav he becomes now fit to bring the korban. So we're going to deal with tuma in a different way than we deal with other pturim, and we see that clearly in the pasuk that tuma is dealt with. Tuma is dealt with differently. So in other words, in Enechanami, let's say Karnda Bi'erchanon, if a person would be Tome the first day of Sukkos, and he's potter from being, as we said before, that person's Tome is not chayav to bring a Karban Chagiga, because you can only chayav a person who vabesim ubosem. You only chayav a person who can come in is chayav in the Karban. Now he becomes Torah later on in the Yom Tov, he'd be chayav in the Karban Chagiga, a Karban Alisriya, because that's not a Ptur. Not an intrinsic p'tur, as opposed to being lame, which is an intrinsic p'tur.
What is p'tur?
Being tummy. And where's his maskal or a papa? So a papa has a difficulty with this answer that doesn't really. It's not a total answer. Rebbe Meir's answer. Hanicha lemandam Pesach sheni is tashlumin the rishon hu. So if you understand Pesach sheni is a person who's chayv and rishon, he can't bring rishon. A person's chayv and rishon, a chayv and rishon bring sheni. Oh, so that's our point. Oh, what do you mean? I'm not chayv and rishon. I'm a tome. Oh, look, you see, there are chayv. You see, tumah is different. Very nice. Alamon damer sheni regel b'fnei atzmahu. We deal with carbon. There's a new chiyuv when you come pesach sheni. Whoever, so somebody who brought the first one gets a p'tur. If you didn't bring the first one, so you're like a guy starting from scratch. Starting from scratch, you're chayv. So it's not that tumah is different. It's that pesach sheni functions not as a tashlumen. The practical difference between the two of them is, let's say a boy turns 13 between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Is he chayav in a Pesach Sheni? That's a machlokes of the Moro in Pesachim. So if you tell me it's a tashuman for the Rishon, he's not chayav in Pesach Sheni. He wasn't chayav in Rishon. If you tell me there's a new mitzvah to bring, so whoever didn't bring the first one brings the second one. But the mitzvah is to bring a Pesach Sheni. So this guy's chayav, he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, so let him bring a Pesach Sheni.
So, I mean, do we say there's also a consideration for someone who is Bederach Chokah, right? They also bring Pesach Sheini.
Right.
But what about all other types of, like, I'm in this situation?
Can bring a Pesach Sheini.
Can bring that?
Can. So there's Mishnayos over there in Pesachim, which deal with the person's honest Berishan. And he says the b'sheni is he chayv koras. The person doesn't mean current pesach is chayv koras. So tomei and derech rechayko, if they don't bring pesach sheni, they're chayv koras. Other anusim, I don't recall. That's the only opinion over there in the Mishnah. But definitely there is a opinion in the Mishnah where they're not chayv koras if they don't bring. If they're honest Parishan and they're mehizid b'sheni, they're not chayv. Because we're on a spiritual. So that's why the Torah says those two explicitly. Those two you must bring as Pesach Sheni. The other ones you're not mechuv them in Pesach Sheni, but you're allowed to bring Pesach Sheni.
And you say Shani Tuma, but it's not just Tuma, right? Because it's the other.
Well, the other Anusim, well, depends what they are. The other Anusim might be Anusim which we're not clearly not intrinsic to the Korban. But a person who's Tomei is a person who's batsam mufka from being a korban. He's Tomei. That was at least the conversation. You know, some of the other anusim might, you know, be something similar. You're right. Some are something not. Elam or a papa. So a papa answers that this answer that you gave really, since it's limited in its scope, it depends on the two opinions over there in Pesachim. So you haven't given a broad-based answer for Rabbi Yechonon. Alam Republic, except Rabbi Yechonon, Laila Eino Mechusus Man. The issue over here is not an issue of Tuma versus Tahara. The issue over here is night versus being lame. If we look at Laila, the Chiv is there, just there's a loch, you can't bring Karbonis at nighttime. That's not a tour in the Korban. Whereas the person who's lame is a p'tur. That's called an intrinsic p'tur. That the person is does not have the mitzvah to bring the korban. So there's no din of tashlum in that situation. Okay. So the more miyom Rabbi Yechonon Hachi, does Rabbi Yechonon, you know, let's. Okay. Let's do the dots, and then we'll go back to the Rashi. Hopefully, what time is it? 6:10.
Okay.
Okay. Does Birkhan say that Lila, you're telling me that Lila is not called Mechusha Zman? Means even though there are halachas of Kerbonis, which you're coming brought by day and not by night. He didn't get to that point in time. It's called the Dechi of Korban. It's there, just you don't do the actual mitzvah, but Lila. Really? So look, it's like this, that a person who's a Zob is he has a certain type of emission out of the male aver, different than the regular semen. It's called a Zob. So if he has one, that happens once, the halacha is that he has the same level of tumah as a person who had an emission of semen. If he has two, the halacha is that he becomes tumah, the full level of tumah of a zov. If he has three, then he's full level of a zov, plus he has to bring a korban. He has to bring a korban to become tor. And part of the din of a zov is he has to count 7 clean days without having any more of this type of emission, and then he goes to the mikveh. He goes to a mayan. The zov has to actually go to a mayan, a spring. It's not enough. A mikveh has to go to a spring where there's where the water is replenishing itself constantly. It's flowing, and he must bring a korban on the 8th day. Okay.
He saw the Ziva three times.
Okay, so like this. So what would be in a situation where he counted his Shiva Nikiyam. He went to the mikvah, the sun set, and then he saw again that night. So how many korbanos does he bring back? In other words, do we say, okay, that lesson, the first Ziva is finished. He's chayav a korban for the first act of being a zov, and now there's a new process starting. Even though he never bought the korban yet, never finished the process of the first one. So what's the halacha? So ro achas b'layla b'shtayim b'yoyim. So if on the 8th day, and he saw one time the night of the 8th, which doesn't give many dinim halacha of a zov, then he saw two by day. So halacha is maybe he has to bring a separate korban for the second tumah, because he's already in the 8th day, which is the day which he could be bringing a korban. So it's like the first ziva process is ended, and now you're becoming a zov again. Okay, so you have a separate korban. However, shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom. If he saw two by night, one by day, so he saw three times within one day, which is enough to be mechayev. And the zov can see three times in one day, or three times over 3 days. Either way, or two in one day. As long as there's no day gap in between, he becomes a full zov. But so over here, he saw three in one day. So one by night, and two by day. So he says full zov with the key of korban. But that key of korban is not subsumed in the original korban. Let's say he saw two by night, which made him a full zov. Not a prakhi of korban yet, but he has the full tumah zov. And then he said one by day. The law is he doesn't bring a second korban, because he's already, that's a continuation of the first ziva, because he never got to, he became a zov again before he got to the point where he's chayav a korban. So you see, Lila is considered mechusar zman. Because if Lila is not mechusar zman, that means the first process is finished as soon as the sun sets. And this is a new starting. We don't say that. Shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom ena maybe. The b'isachodata k'saber b'yachon layla ena mechusar zman. If he's shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, maybe he should have to bring a second korban, a separate second korban, because he's finished the first process by nighttime. Just he has a practical problem, which come way halfway till the morning. More answers. K'saber b'yachon d'b'yomer layla mechusar zman. This statement of Rabbi Yochanan was going according to the opinion over there, which holds Lila is mechusar zman, but he personally happens to hold not like that. So over here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying his own personal opinion, Lila is not mechusar zman. There is a opinion out there which says Lila is mechusar zman. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, well, Rabbi Yochanan says, explains, according to that opinion, this case you would not bring a court. The Mor says, the Divrei Omer, if you're going in that opinion, pshita. Right? So what's the Chiddush? If you tell me your own personal opinion, I need to know what your opinion is. If you tell me that there's an opinion of them that says light is not mechusas zman, and according to him, light is mechusas zman, and according to him, you're not only chayv one korban. No, I knew that. What's the chiddush? Morris says you're right. The chiddush is shtayim b'yom v'achas b'layla itzrichalei. The chiddush is the other way around. The chiddush is in the case where there was one by night and two by day. What's the chiddush in that? So Morris says, I would think ma'od teima. So I could have thought to say katak v'sod the Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi. Like Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi asked this question, and this is a gemara over there in a few places in Shas. And one of the places the Gemara increases, and the Gemara increases, Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi asked a question on this halacha of one by night and two by day. And the Kamashul and Rav Yosef, the Kamashul is that we hold like Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef's teretz. What was Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi's question? I would think that which we count, you know, 1, 2, and 3, that 1, 2, and 3 are mitzdarev, even though one does not give malach of a zov. There is more of a question whether maybe I should say, since one came at nighttime and I hold out as mechusar zman, so that one riya doesn't connect to the two riyas by day, to mechayev and mekorban. He saw two riyas by day, he's a full zov, which he was anyway, by the way, until he, that's not true, he had a dinner until young. He gets a dinner full zov, but not mechayev and mekorban. Was mechayev and mekorban because he saw one by night, but then one by night was already really connected back to the old time. So that was Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi's question. So Rav Yosef said, why is it any different than every case of Zov? Every case of Zov, the first time he sees, does not give him a din of a Zov at all. All it gives him a din of a Zabalkari, which was, you know, that he had an emission, which is a tomb of one of that day. He goes to Mikvah that day and he's tore. It's much better, right? I mean, as opposed to 7 clean days, etc., the whole thing, right? So if we look at it, like, in a certain way, it's a different type of a halacha. The first one, and still we can combine the two. So we understand over here, you can combine the one of the night to the two of the day, even though the one of the night can't be mechayiv him any dinim, because it's mechusas zman. Well, one has ever mechayiv him any of these dinim, and still it's mitzdarev, because it's on the same 24-hour period. So the fact that it has different dinim how to deal with it doesn't change anything. So we also, the different dinim doesn't change anything. That's Rav Yosef's teretz. So that's the chiddush of one by night and two by day. It's the chiddush of what Rav Yochanan was saying. But Rav Yochanan personally holds Laila is lav mechusas zman, and this whole halacha would not be true. Even in the case of two by night and one by day, he'd have to bring a separate korban. Okay, let's hold it here.